tell my sweetest friends this year should be a special Swiss. For Eliel and Sarah, Yugo and Yula, for us, Rita and Krina, Rita and Rafa, Moshe and Razel, Rita and Rita and Rita and Nessa, Sus, Shifan and Smalga, Massa, Quincy, and Moshe and Sad, Shimishalan, Seto, Hayakam, Akadosh, Ohot and Shufash, and Maharav. In the world, Yishanam Yitzhakim, we have, unfortunately, lots of types in this world. What does Shuva do? Nachman Elik Bet, Niska Aleph, התשובה מרימת האדם למעלה מכל השפיות הנמצאות בעולם. תשובה elevates a person above all of the shifts, all of the lawless, the lowness that we have in this world. Kids used to an expression, he's a low life. Tshuva elevates one above the low life. Yet, with that, the person doesn't become foreign to the world. When a person does tshuva, and that's a mistake people make, people think, oh, now he's not part of the world anymore. Now he's not living a healthy life. Chas v'shalom. Tshuva is making him absolute most of the world. You don't have to detach yourself from the mitzvahs. Ela umerome mimot ha'olam v'tachayim. When he does tshuva, he elevates the world and he elevates life. Otan netiyot shel chet hen mizakchot bo. All those inclinations towards sin become fear purified in him, like the Mara says, that Gedol Shuvish is done as Nasa Zolik Eschuyos. So a person has made it inside of him, all these other areas that contaminated him. And now, what happens is, they become Eschuyos, they become merits. It's interesting, Soloveitchik explains, we're talking about the suffering of the religious life in the Sefer Divrei Hashkafa. He writes, "Hapula datit b'ikara chavayat sevel hi. Kshadam izdamen imael b'kundak echad, u'nidbal yidea el akrabah asmit, ha'nidbatit b'mavak yitzarach ha'pnitivim, b'shirat ha'ason, b'kabalat masa transcendentali, ויתור על חמדת בשר מוגזמת, הסתייגות לפרקים הנעניים והערב, והתמכרות על המער והמוזר, בהתנגשותו למשטר חילוני, ובכניעותיו אל העולם הפרדוקסלי, שאינו מובן לאחרים. הקרב את קורבנך, זהו הצו העיקרי הניתן לאיש הדת. בכירי האומה, מאותה שעה שגילו את האל, התעסקו בפעולת So, he talks here about how religious life is a life of sacrifice and suffering, and you have to sacrifice your karma. That's what a religious man has to do. From the time that man revealed God, it was a constant sense of sacrifice. So obviously, is ruin a religious life and sacrifice. This description is the Ta'ami, according to my taste, according to the Mahalach of Maranat Tzal, maybe B'b'chinas Teres Chutzlar, it's maybe in Eretz Yisrael, like the Rav says, that to fully understand it should be, you have to understand Eretz Yisrael, coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Even the Chol is Kodesh, the Eretz HaKodesh. So here he writes, Enem Nas is Zar, Elohim. You elevate the world. as opposed to the Rosalvage's description. Where you do have to become Zal to the world. You have to be in a constant struggle, battle with your primitive Yetzirahs. You have to destroy your will. You have to take upon a transcendental burden. You have to move out there on excessive pleasure of the flesh, which is definitely true. Person has to become really addicted, so to speak, to what's bitter, to what's fire. That's not the rough perspective. Adrab, all of life is elevated with you, and it's good and it's sweet, and even the materials of chet that are within you come purified. And it's not shat that's constantly working on shoes, harassing. Adrab, your rasin becomes the rasin of Hashem. So how does this work? Haratzon ha'az ha'poretz kol gvul shegaram b'chet hu ba'atzmo na'aseh kohachai u'fo'el gdolot u'nesgavot tova u'levracha. So this very strong will that breaks through every boundary, that causes sin, it itself, that rotten, becomes a living force that does great sublime things for good and for blessing. That is, Yetzer is Melashem Yetzira. It's a creative force. So you take that creative force of the Yetzer Hara and use it for the good. And therefore, Gidula Shel Chayim Mimakor HaKodesh Elyon Chofefet Tamid Al Tshuva Ve'al Kol Nosei Dikla. Greatness of life from the source of holy, divine, of elevated holiness, hover always on Shiva and all those who carry its flag. In other words, when people do Shiva, they are filled with life. Gdula shel chayim mimakor hakodesh. They're filled with life. Shehem, those people who do Shiva, hem asolat, the cream of the crop, shel kol hachayim hakorim v'tikunam, la'asarat mersholim, u'lishiva la'teva ha'tov. So you go back to the original natural goodness of life. God made God Yashar, as the verse says in Ecclesiastes, on page 892. It's in the Oros Shiva Mavor, footnote 892. Koheles 729. Shiva is going back to the Osha Amiti. It's going back to true happiness. Like we say in Tefillah, Ashrei Yoshei Beitecha, Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav, we're so fortunate. Ela Elyoniyut HaNisgava HaChofshit Be'emet. To the sublime, elevated, and free level that is truly elevated and free. Tzihuda Cook once said in an interview, "L'ma'aminim chasera emuna, u'lachofshiim chasera chofesh." A lot of ma'aminim are lacking true emuna. And a lot of people, they used to call chilonim, they used to call religious people chofshim. So they lack true chofish. They're not really free, because they're bound up by the Yitzhar. This is an article in the newspaper Haboker, on the 29th of Elul in Toshin Chofes. Wow. 1862, on page 23. Very interesting book I read many years ago. By Herbert Wiener, called The Nine and a Half Mystics, page 272, where he's quoted in the footnote of Tshuva. This is apparently an interview with Tzihuda. Yes, believers should have more belief, that is, those who proclaim their faith in God should have more confidence in His power. You should have enough confidence to believe that God has placed in His providential plan for all kinds of people. And the free thinkers, too, should break through the little ideological formulae by which they define the world. They should press beyond the limitations of their political and economic catchwords and glimpse vistas which are not encompassed by small definitions. More belief for the believers and more freedom of thought for the free thinkers, and above all, more love. That's what happens when you do tshuva. You get the true happiness, you're truly free, and that's worthy of a person who goes higher and is based on his spiritual choice and source founded in the Tzelem Elohim. So tshuva is not against life, tshuva is for life. So that's the first shtickel on Berakin Beis. בעזרת השם אנחנו עוד נמשיך, ואני מודה לכם מאוד 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 על ההאזנה, ואני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה רבה לכם. Thank you for the six shops.